Well, the next place of interest to go is Siler City, North Carolina. Siler City is famous for a conference that used to be there in the summer of 1973. I have only one tape of calling that conference from Long Island.
Could you go on right now, I thought?
Middle strip and the operator answers. Hello? Operator, you're we're testing. You can release. Hello there.
All right, Ben, DC Bell, New York, yeah?
Yeah.
Got it on tape?
Yeah, we're recording.
Great.
Now, suppose we record you hanging up.
Okay, bye-bye.
As you can see, I wasn't very good at making tapes in 1973. But this is 1977, so let's head toward Siler City to see what it's like close up. Of course, the conference is long gone, but the operator intercept will still be there. On the way to Siler City, I encountered two tributaries, Goldston, 919898, and Bonlie, 919837. These were both Stromberg XYs. Now, if Fuquay Varina could be called a classic XY, then Goldston and Bonlie could be called standard XYs. This appears to be the design that Stromberg decided to stick with and make the norm for independent CDOs. It's a relatively pleasant experience to use these things. In fact, it's a lot nicer sounding than, say, a Bell 355 step. The only problem is that these offices are remarkably alike, one to the other. In fact, it's the only central office type that I can truly say I have too many recordings of. The tone plants do vary, one to another, except in the Commerce, Georgia area where even the tone plants all are of the same type. These offices, all in tiny places, have the most sophisticated digit-absorbing selector logic of any CO. It seems strange to have such sophistication in digit-absorbing selectors in such tiny places, but it makes sense in a way when you consider that in a small area such as this, you may have only three or four local codes, and you don't want to have other dialed codes getting into the switching drain. So, with this logic, if you don't dial one of the local codes, you are very unlikely to end up ringing anybody's phone. This particular design is instantly identifiable by the fact that it can go to reorder in two different ways. Why it does this, I don't know. It may just be a convenience for the way they designed the switches to work. But the dead giveaway that this is a Stromberg XY of the latest design is coming up. First, from a phone in Goldston, I'm going to pick up and dial two digits. The first digit will be absorbed. The second digit will be blocked, and it'll shoot over to the 11th terminal in what sounds like the normal step way. Now I'm going to pick up and dial another digit, and you'll see that it goes to reorder right away. We won't hear it sliding over to the 11th terminal. Instead, as soon as the dial comes back, the reorder will just be there. That is an XY-ism. Here's the same thing in Bonlie. It's anybody's guess as to why the first selector has two different ways of giving the customer reorder, but that is a universal thing for these offices. If you get it on the first digit, it's right there when the dial comes back. On subsequent digits, it slides over to the 11th terminal like a normal step. This next call demonstrates that the absorbed repeatedly function does occur in these offices, that is, where you dial a digit and you get nowhere, and you dial it again and again and again and again, and it just keeps absorbing. In this particular case, the first digit is absorbed, the second digit cuts into a second selector, and then on that second selector, I dial an absorbed repeatedly digit three times, then finally a digit which is blocked in the traditional step way. Now, to illustrate just the sort of thing that the Stromberg XY's advanced selector logic prevents, let me make a severe digression here and go to a recording of a 355 step in Sperryville, Virginia, made in spring 1975. What I was trying to document here is how weird step would seem from the 21st century. Well, now it's the 21st century, and we'll see just how weird it sounds. This demo could have been done better, but I think you'll get the idea. And by the way, what happens on the first call is that an operator, in spite of the fact that I told her I'd gotten her by mistake, decided to hold me up just to be mean. Many times chord board operators would have sort of a power trip because they could hold people up as long as they liked. The policy was that you were supposed to hang up for 10 seconds to disconnect. Actually, it only took one full second. But sometimes they would actually hold your line in order to force you to hang up for 10 seconds, just because they could.
Hi, I'm at Sperryville again. I'm going to just state and demonstrate some obvious things about step-by-step that might seem strange in the year 2000. For instance, I'm calling from 987, but if I dial 987, that doesn't guarantee that that's what I get, right? For instance, if I dial 9870,
help you?
You can help me by pulling the cord out.
Well, sir, I can't do that unless you hang up 10 seconds for a dial tone.
Well, I can't get a dial tone until you pull your cord out, so I'm hanging up, and when I hang up, you can pull
your
cord out.
Sir, I know how to do my job. If you'll hang up for 10 seconds, I can disconnect you.
Gladly. Absorbed repeatedly. Then I dial 5. is. However, if I dial 8237 being 8 digits, then 5, I'll cut into the 825 office. It's all about 9. 8, 9, 2, now 5. Then we cut into 825. I think I should also demonstrate that 825 can be reached on 25, 35, or 75. Three five cuts into it. And 75, and of course it's exactly the same thing. So if you were going to make a list of the three-digit codes that could be dialed to reach the 825 exchange from here, they would be 825-925, 835-935, 875-975. And that's how step-by-step is. Okay, talking about reaching the same exchange by dialing a million different three-digit codes, I'll now tell you about the most unbelievable example of this. And that is, from here, 675 can be reached by dialing different three-digit codes. And of course, in step-by-step, three-digit codes mean very little, because everything, of course, is digit by digit. But anyway, the reason is that on the first selector, 9 and 8, are absorbed repeatedly, and then 2, 3, or 7 are absorbed once. So you can dial all sorts of combinations of that, of those digits, before 6. 6 cuts into the 675 office. Now, once you're in the 675 office, 5, 6, and 7, I don't know why 6 is, but it is, 5, 6, and 7 are all absorbed repeatedly. So after you dial the 6 that puts you in there, you can put in a 5 or 6 or 7. Now, this means that the following codes can be dialed instead of 675 to reach 675 numbers. 265, 266, 267, 365, 366, 367, 655, 656, 657, 665, 666, 667, 675, 676, 677, 765, 766, 767, 826, 836, 865, 866, 867, 876, 886, 896, 926, 936, 965, 966, 967, 976, 986, or 996. Now, any of those can be dialed to reach 675. For instance, I'll dial a non-working number, 675-3390.
I'm sorry, the number you have reached is not in service at this time.
Okay, now I'll pick one of those codes at random, say 886-3390.
I'm sorry, the number you have reached is not in service at this time.
Same thing by dialing 367-3390.
I'm sorry, the number you have reached is not in service at this time. If you need assistance, please hang up and dial your operator. This is a recording at Washington, Virginia.
I have a feeling that in the year 2000, direct control step-by-step is going to seem very strange.
What you've just heard is the reason why you would want to put sophisticated selector logic in a tiny little place, so that that sort of thing doesn't happen. Now here's the bad news. While I did record at Bonley and Goldston, I did not demonstrate the selector logic. That's bad news in that we're talking about something that you're going to have to take my word for. But in a way, that bad news is good news, because you really don't want to be subjected to an extensive discussion of Digit Absorbing Selector Logic. Well, one of these days I'll figure out how to do it in an entertaining fashion, but for now, suffice it to say that these little XY offices had all that it took to pretty much eliminate the kind of weird things that were being demonstrated from Sperryville, Virginia there. Now, in Goldston and Bon Lee, North Carolina, we have two very pristine-sounding Stromberg XYs. These phone lines are actually shorter than that Sperryville line. That helps, too, by comparison. Here's the sound of dialing my own number and getting a busy signal. First from Goldston, then from Bon Lee. Now, for those of you who have perfect pitch, you should have no trouble telling these two offices apart. This is Goldston's dial tone and unbalanced power sound. And now here's Bon Lee's dial tone and unbalanced power sound. Goldston. Bon Lee. But you know, the rings are actually very distinct. We'll get to that in a minute. From Goldston, here's the vacant level recording, and then the local ringback circuit.
I'm sorry, we are unable to complete your call as dialed. Please check the number and dial again, or ask your operator for assistance. This is a recording, Goldston, North Carolina, 898.
This office has a ringback circuit on 2, and I'll have to dial 2-2 in order to cut into it, due to the fact that 2 is absorbed once. You dial 2 and then the 2 digits corresponding to the rings you need. So I'm going to dial 2-2-1-1.
After I answered there was a moment of silence, and then it sort of clicked into that basic power supply noise. I think the ringback circuit actually drops you and leaves you on the lockout relay after you answer the phone. And that would actually make sense, because since the ringback is used for party line subscribers to ring each other's phones, it would be more efficient to let the conversation between party line callers take place on the lockout relay associated with their line. And meanwhile, the ringback circuit, having done its job of ringing, would become available for use by others. Now from Goldston, here's a call to the local supervision test.
Loretta.
Can you tell me what exchanges I can call locally from here?
Say what?
What exchanges can I call locally from 898?
Just 898 numbers.
That's all there is? No other towns?
No, sir.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Wrong. You can't always trust the operator. In fact, there are 4 local office codes. 898 for Goldston, 837 for Bonlea, 663 for the Siler City NX1, and 742 for the Siler City Step. Now, from Goldston 898, here are 2 calls to Bonlea. It's a T-carrier trunk, as are all the local trunks here.
Sorry, we are unable to complete your call as dialed. Please check the number and dial again, or ask your operator for assistance. This is a recording, Bonlea, North Carolina, 837.
Now let's listen to that same Bonlea soup test, this time dialed up close, from Bonlea itself. After that, I'll briefly use the Bonlea ringback circuit. Ringback does the same thing after you answer. Just a short pause and then you're back on that unbalanced power noise. That's got to be the lockout relay. And in fact, it's probably the only case where unbalanced power is actually being used for a conversation in progress. In this case, between 2 people on the same phone line. But still, that's a slightly unusual way to do things. It works, it's just there's a squeal on the line. Well, what with the Sperryville, Virginia digression, we've been going a good 23 minutes now, so let's take a break. In the next segment, we'll actually call Siler City from Goldston and Bonlea, and we'll try dialing 1+ calls and see what happens there. The method they're using to connect these 2 CDOs to the Siler City step is a very odd choice because it results in the calls taking a long time to go through, and we'll cover that in the next segment. The recording from Long Island was from 1973, Sperryville, Virginia was recorded in 1975, and the Goldston and Bonlea, of course, were recorded in March 1977.